Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Wednesday morning. Well, game three tonight. Tell you what, I don't have to tell you it's a must win. I don't have to tell you you're not in a great Phillies mood. I don't have to tell you most people don't want Aaron Nola to get the start. I don't have to tell you Rob Thompson's giving him the start. I don't have to tell you Nick Castellanos made ridiculous comments. But I will tell you this. We'll talk about it all. We will talk about it all. Good morning to you. Hope you're having a good day. We're going to Nick Sirianni on the show as well. We will sprinkle in, and I mean just sprinkle in some Eagles talk. It's a heavy Phillies day, and with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
The parrotfish secretes a giant mucus bubble or cocoon around itself at night, and it acts as a protective barrier that hides their scent.
Well, I'm going to need one of them.
That's what I was about to say. Stole it. Can we all get one for all of us tonight to protect ourselves?
A giant, disgusting mucus bag that they just live in during the night to protect themselves.
I'll take it. I need it. Let's put it this way. I might need it tonight if the Phil's loot.
Snot cocoon.
Yeah. So, look, here's the deal, guys. There's a lot I want to hear from you on, one of which is how you feel about the Phillies. Another of which is what you think about the Phillies. You know, this is one of those ones where the brain and the heart, there's just a lot going on. And for me, here's the conflict within me. And I'm curious if this resonates with you. Because the conflict for me is I want to be energized and excited for the game. Knowing this, the Phillies are not dead, and they can win this series. They actually can. And if you notice, I'm not saying that I believe they can win the series. I actually know they can. Let me just listen to me loud and clear for a moment. I know the Phillies can win the series. I know it. And I encourage you to believe that I'm right, because I know they can. But I also know this. The negatives circling around this team, around my brain and heavy on my heart, are massive right now. They're massive. So while I want to get, you know, sort of energized and up for this game and what it represents, which is that you're still three games away from potentially beating the Dodgers, you're still 11 games away or wins away potentially from winning the World Series, like they are, okay? It's not 2016 anymore. We don't have a shot. They got a shot. But the negatives are massive, and they are fourfold. One, how the Phillies lost game two. Top of the lineup struggles, relief pitching struggles, the bunt. Two, realizing how aggravating and deflating it is that these are recurring playoff issues. Namely, key hitters come up lame, key relievers come up lame, Rob Thompson makes monumental mistakes. Three, Castellanos' comments, kind of in its own category. It's not about, like, the play on the field, per se. It's not really about tonight, but just how much that frickin' ticks me off, and we'll tell you about them in a moment. And then four, in our darkest hour as a fan base, the only time where the Phillies in this four-year playoff journey have been in this type of hole. In our darkest hours of fan base within a season, within a series, that Rob Thomson has chosen the wrong starting pitcher. And he made that decision for the wrong reasons. Namely, Nola is comfortable starting. I trust him. And essentially that his past successes, according to Rob Thomson, merit that he get the start, despite the fact that this year he's got the highest ERA of anyone on the team that's still left on the roster.
It's the highest ERA of, I believe, a starting Phillies pitcher ever in the postseason.
I believe it. I believe it.
I think it's one of the higher starting ERAs of any pitcher in any, but like, it's up there.
Yay! I'm excited.
Right? You know what I mean, Rhea? Like, so I want to hear from you today at 215-592-9494. That's a taste of like the main things. Hit us up on how you feel, what you think about any of them or others. And I'm curious if you have this conflict like I do, where you want to lean in with the heart of believing, and I'll say it, knowing that our team can still do this, because I'm telling you guys they can. I'm telling you they can. But they got to sharpen the freaking hell up fast. And John, I think the manager is immediately putting them in a hole just with the choice of who the starting pitcher is. And then the Castellanos comments? Are you freaking kidding me? John, talk to me.
The Castellanos thing is impossible for me to like rectify in my own mind. I can't figure out how he ever thought in a million years that was a good idea to put that out there. That's just, man, we've been supportive. We've been
very supportive.
So supportive.
Very.
In the face of your idiotic
good word
behavior.
Good great word.
Yep.
Perfect word.
Yep.
And this is how you're repaying that. But we're not going to get to that right now. The team, this team, feels like they deceived me. It's not just Castellanos and his stupidity. This team told us all that this year was going to be different. This year told us, they've been telling us, they've been leading us to believe that the failures of the past will add up to something greater, you know, now. Like, and that is now. That this postseason, this was the goal that everything was leading to, where you told us that, you know, this, all those years of falling short, that they gifted you with like that loser's experience, that kind where you never want to feel that way again. So you get better, period. And you sacrifice and you learn and you grow. And that's why I believed in Bryce and in Trey and Schwarber this year, because it's just, you know, they know it's time. It's finally time. You got to do it, guys. And then what are you doing?
Yeah.
It's not the same as what I envisioned. It's not the same as what you promised.
Well, I won't say they promised it, but I would say this. They showed promise with their play.
The vision that was expected. Yeah. You know, what good teams, what great organizations do that are led by great GMs and the front offices that have the experience of World Series under their belt already.
Yeah. Look, I get it. You bought in and now you feel slapped around, and I don't blame you. Look, here's the Castellanos comment if you don't know what we're talking about. I'm sure most of you do. What he said was the following. I think that the stadium is alive, and yes, our lights are now going on as we're in the midst of a show.
Got some light issues in the building. It's a building-wide issue, apparently. We're working on it.
They're finally coming on. The Cassie comments were this. I think that the stadium, he's talking about Citizens Bank Park, I think that the stadium is alive on both sides, right? When the game is going good, it's wind at our back. But when the game is not going good, it's wind and in our face. The environment can be with us, and the environment can be against us. When everybody's going good and you're rolling, it's a pain to play here when you're an opposing team because the environment is amazing. But if you run into adversity and the tide shifts, and now we're playing more tight because we don't want to be reprimanded for something bad. James Seltzer.
Get this loser off my team. Seriously, we've said that before. Like when someone said, like, get him off my team. Like, I don't know that I have ever wanted a guy off one of my teams more than I want this guy off my team. After all that we've been through with this guy, all the dumb things that he has done and said, and the way he's acted, and the childish stuff when Rob Thompson pulls him out, and all this stuff that we've heard, and him making comments about Rob Thompson, and he can't keep it tight for 1 second when this team needs him to. Like, I can't stand Nick Castellanos. That's where I'm at with this guy.
I don't blame him.
Can't stand him. Like, to say that, to have the gall to say that when we pay our money, when we spend an entire season watching 162, 155, 140, whatever it is, we give our nights, our time, like our investment in this group, and this guy's making $20 million a year to be one of the worst players in the sport this year. And he has the gall to say that? Get the hell out of here.
And I'll say this, a lot of the boos, very justified. I mean, the Duran thing might have been the biggest boo the other day. I wasn't
so
there, but it might have been the biggest boo. That's outrageous that someone went in the Phillies for the
truly
second straight game, remember. Because they did it game one, they do it game two. It's like, hey, let's have a light show when we're down.
It's Mickey so Mouse.
How did you not
right,
learn?
Devin?
How did you not yeah. learn they from
were,
that
they were justified.
The
they were justified boos. And by the way, specific to Castellanos, he's clearly been one of the worst Phillies this year, period.
Yes.
And he's one of the highest paid.
And from what I've heard, like, He doesn't love playing here. So you know what I have to say, Nick Castellanos? Go play in Miami. Go play in an empty warehouse of a ballpark and, you know, come back to us. Let us know how you like it down there.
I hear you. I mean, he's not going to be back. And that's the good news. The bad news is we're dealing with this on a game day. That's a must win. Like, do I want to, John, I don't want to talk
just
about
don't play
this.
Him, honestly. Like, don't, if they were home at Citizens Bank Park, I would be totally fine not playing Nick Castellanos whatsoever. I appreciated Bryce Harper's comments yesterday. Yeah. I know people can say he's pandering, what have you. But saying, like, look, we're playing in enemy territory now. We're going to get booed the next two games probably, so you might as well get used to it. Like, that's a positive
way
to look at it.
And the biggest thing Bryce said is, I'd boo myself, too.
I'd boo myself.
At home. Like, if we're struggling, boo us.
Yes.
That's the
way you handle it. Whether it's genuine or not, I don't care. But that's the right thing to say.
I agree. 215-592-9494. Rigetts Nola. No, I'm serious. I mean, like, I can't believe despite all... See, here's the thing. Because the word choice to me is the right word. There's a lot of stuff that happens in a baseball season that it's not exactly a choice. I mean, it is, but it's not a classic choice. Like, you have to have instincts. Boom! You got to run immediately. Like, you have to have the instincts. You have to swing the bat. You have to, you know. But, like, when a manager has multiple days, or I would say multiple weeks, to make a decision of who to start, like, it is a choice that doesn't have to be made in a second. Do I swing now? I don't know. I'm tight. Like, it's not do I swing right now? It's like he has had months to figure this out. And, Rhea, I am convinced he has chosen the wrong pitcher in our darkest hour.
For what reason?
For the wrong reasons.
Correct. He's not, has nothing to do with that he thinks this gives him a competitive advantage. This is a guy who's a veteran, who's making a lot of money. I don't even know if this decision came from him because it doesn't make any sense. Unless you tell me if Ranger doesn't play tonight, he's injured. If Ranger does come in and they're already down 4-0, I mean, just add it to the list.
I'm with you.
The decisions he's made. If he makes that decision and it blows up in his face and then Ranger comes in like the fourth inning and they're already down, I don't even bring him back.
So, I think it's the final nail in his coffin.
I do too.
Yeah.
And
I think
by the way,
it.
James, I think he made the decision.
I do too.
I do.
I do. Like, I'm sure.
I think he made it.
I'm sure.
Because it's on. You know why?
Absolutely.
It's on brand.
It's on brand.
Yeah.
It's on freaking brand.
This is him saying, I'm going to go down with this ship the way that I want to go down.
I agree.
He's taking us all with him, John. That's the problem.
That is the problem.
And that's not right.
I agree.
It's not right.
I agree.
I'm with
You're
all of you.
Torpedoing this ship
right,
while
look,
going down with it.
215-592-9494. And Rhea brought up a great point. If Ranger were to not play at all tonight, then you could say afterwards, win or lose, all right, he was injured.
They were playing playing possum.
They were playing possum. It makes sense to start Nola because Ranger was incapable of pitching with the injury. But here's the problem. Coming up next, I'm going to play some audio from yesterday in which Rob Thompson said, you're going to see Aaron Nola pitch tonight. So I don't think it's been a possum game. I think they chose the wrong pitcher for the wrong combination of reasons, and I think it is a disastrous decision in our darkest hour as a fan base. 215-592-9494. All of this on the table. Your thoughts and what Rob Thompson said yesterday. You'll hear it next on 94 WIP.
FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. Go to FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, and new customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. Pick a bet. Bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, you can bet player props, you can ride the live lines. Whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. Visit FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I want to get pumped up, you know? Like, you want to feel it. But there's so much going on that's just swirling in a negative way. Good God. Good morning to you. Hey, yeah, this segment on WIP presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much other than our squad to...
to what, Joe?
God, Ree, I'm trying not to get fired right now. I got all sorts of F words flying
through
my head.
In the cast he ran, I had in the opening, same right. Thing. I was like, multiple times I censored myself.
This segment right now presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started. Well, the Phillies will get started with Trey Turner batting tonight, but then when it's their turn to pitch, they'll get started with Aaron Nola as the guy with the ball. Rob Thompson talked about it 2 days ago when he made the decision, the announcement of the decision. But he talked more extensively about it yesterday. Let's listen to Topper. Yesterday, it was a press conference in Los Angeles as the Phillies, of course, were preparing for Game 3. Here's Rob Thompson on the decision to go with Aaron Nola.
Can you go into a little more further explanation maybe why you guys wanted Nola to start Game 3 over Ranger?
Well, he's more comfortable with starting, one. You're going to see Ranger tomorrow. I would be shocked if you don't see Ranger tomorrow. So he's more comfortable starting. The numbers on their lefties are very similar, Ranger versus Nola. So just, and, you know, the trust factor that I have trust in both of them. Don't get me wrong, but Nola's pitched some really big games for us in the last couple of years.
Is this maybe your way of dealing with some of the issues you guys have had in the sixth and seventh inning? Is that you start with a starter and then maybe your second starter can bridge it maybe better, hypothetically?
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. I'd regret having either one of those guys not pitch in this series.
There is so much about that answer I can't stand. I mean, the not necessarily drives me nuts, because here's one thing I'll just address with that. Let's just say, best case scenario, Nola pitches well. And let's just say he pitches, and I'll just make up a number, 3 innings. Like, if he goes 3 innings, it's not inconceivable. They hand the ball to Ranger, and then he goes 6 innings, and goodbye, everybody, go home, and we'll see you tomorrow night. We'll play again. Like, you don't need the Stroms and the Kirkreens and the Robertsons. You might not even need the Duran, who could pitch tomorrow night. Like, ideally, you don't use Duran. Honestly, ideally, you don't. So I would hope that the choice of Nola is predicated on, yeah, I don't have to use relievers. Like, after I get through my Nola phase, I give it to Ranger. He does what a starting pitcher can do at this time of the year, lengthen out, give me 6 or 7 innings. Goodbye, everybody. We just won a game. For him to say not necessarily, it's like, well, what in the hell is the reason?
What's the point?
What is the point?
It doesn't feel like he has a plan with it. It feels like it's like, I'm supposed to pitch Aaron Nola in this game, and that's what I'm going to do.
You know why, James?
And I'm not thinking about the next thing. I'm not thinking about the next, you know?
You know why? He's comfortable starting, and I trust him.
Yeah.
You know who doesn't trust him?
Me.
Me. Me too.
And I love him. I don't trust him.
Not this year.
Not this year.
The crazy part of that whole quote that drove me nuts every time I listen to it is, I'd be shocked if Ranger... You'd be the one deciding that,
right,
Rob.
Right.
So why would you be shocked?
It's really... So it's just hard to, like, lean in with excitement and, like, hey, let's kind of get into this game three thing when you know it's an elimination game and they're walking into it. It's horrible. Let's get some more on this topic because Rob Thompson talked more about it.
Going back to Ranger and Nola, I mean, Ranger had a pretty good year overall as a starter, went deep into games. Nola did not. He's got the bad first inning numbers. Do you look at that as a risk at all? I understand, like, having faith in Nola, but
yeah,
you get behind early and maybe Ranger coming in doesn't matter.
Well, you know, Nola's last start, actually his last couple of starts, his last start was phenomenal. That's the Nola we've seen. So I'm banking on that we're going to get that.
So against the Twins,
yeah.
I hate the word, a lineup of minor leaguers. But here's the thing I hate about that answer. I'm banking on it. Like, he is giving you a factually correct thing. Nola pitched very well. You know, it doesn't feel desperate. It feels misguided.
Yeah, it feels foolish. Why would you bank on that?
Why would you bank on it?
The mass of the season was horrible. Like, you're banking on one or two starts.
Like, think of it this way, guys. Here's the most basic way I can put it. I feel pretty confident Ranger Suarez, when healthy, and obviously he's now healthy enough to pitch, otherwise he wouldn't pitch at all in any portion of the game, okay? I think Ranger Suarez is like one of the top 10 pitchers in the National League. I believe that.
Not to mention, like, has a history of being great in the playoffs and is a heartbeat slow guy.
How about this, James?
Everything for Ranger makes sense.
How about this? He's got a better playoff history than Nola.
That's my point. That's what I'm saying.
Better.
He's better in every way.
All right, let's go to the phones.
He's going down with the ship. His way.
It's astounding. I mean, I just fear. And look, it might work out. It's not impossible. It could work out. By the time Nola leaves the game, maybe the Phillies will be up 2-0. It's possible. But it just feels so dumb.
But you know what else could happen?
Like how they were up 3-0 in game one, and they still didn't use Ranger. I mean, that just gives me no faith that we'll see him again tonight.
Well, not again.
We haven't seen him at all.
And Devin, when I think Rob Thompson knew he wasn't going to start Ranger and perhaps even need him for like the full 7 or 8 innings in a start. Mm-hmm. So why the hell wasn't he used earlier in the series?
It is mind-blowing to me, Joe.
It is.
I don't understand it. Because Rob Thompson made a point before both games 1 and 2 to not just say Ranger's available in an emergency, to say Ranger's ready to go.
Yeah.
Like, we are going to use him.
Yeah.
And he didn't even warm up.
All right, let's get to Dan in Philadelphia. I want to get a lot of calls in here. Dan, good morning, buddy. Oh, sorry, the phone just dropped off. Let's get to Ryan calling from Hatboro. Ryan, good morning.
Hey, Joe, what's going on? How are you?
I'm just frustrated, man.
Yeah, but I got to be honest with you. I get this whole thing about Topper and his bad decisions, but let me give you these stats. Since 2023 Game 6, Bryce Harper's batting .192, 3 RBIs. Trey Turner, .133, 1 RBI. Kyle Schwarber, .107. That's why we're losing.
Yeah. That's a huge part
losing.
Of it.
We're not losing because of Rob Thompson. And that's the thing. You can say, all right, here's the other thing. You know why we're losing? We're losing because of Dave Dombrowski. Because he knew that this was a critical offseason, and the moves that he decided to make were Joe Ross, bum, right? Romano, a reclamation project, and Gabe Kepler, a reclamation project. And because they're scared of the clock, they didn't bring somebody up like Justin Crawford, who would have been great
at that
point.
They didn't think he was ready. Look, I'm with you on a lot of what you said. I think other than the Dombrowski thing, he rectified a lot of that with the Bader and Duran acquisitions. I think he's fielding a heck of a team. He acquired Lizardo, who gave them a tremendous postseason start. I think your first 2 points are on point. But here's what I'd say. Instead of like pivoting away from Rob Thompson and saying, you know, that it's Turner, Schwarber, and Harper, I'd say it's both. Like, both things can be true at the same time. I believe they are losing because of Turner, Schwarber, and Harper. I believe they are losing because of Rob Thompson. And I believe they are losing because of Strom and Kerkren. All of which can be true at the same time.
And here's the other thing. Why does Bryce Harper, and I love Bryce Harper, but why do you guys give Bryce Harper more Joe? I hear you constantly rip Jalen Hurts on the air. Why does Bryce Harper get a pass in this city?
This is a reevaluation moment, Ryan.
No, hold on.
Go ahead.
Key moments, this is the other thing. On this radio station after a regular season game, all I hear is Jalen Hurts, Jalen Hurts, Jalen Hurts. Well, guess what? When the lights shine, Jalen Hurts shines.
I agree with you, Ryan. I agree with you.
Yes, you're right.
What has Bryce done? What has Kyle Schwarber done? What has anybody else done that gets a pass in this city? Imagine just for once, if Kyle Schwarber, Bryce Harper, or Trey Turner had the heart and drive to want to win as Jalen Hurts, we'd have multiple World Series.
All right, Ryan, I appreciate the call, man.
Ryan is not wrong.
I totally agree with Ryan.
The
heart and drive at the end part I don't agree with, but because we don't know
here's
that.
He's right about Jalen, but here's the part he is wrong. He's shortchanging what Bryce has done in the postseason before, but he's coming up really lame right now. And I'll call it like I say it. I'm telling you, he's coming up really lame.
And Jalen has never come up lame.
Well, Jalen has,
but
of course he has, but not in a Super Bowl. So, you know, there's no question about that. All right, phone calls and all of it. We're going to talk to Sheil Kapadia. He loves the Phils. He's really aggravated, like we all are. Sheil and the Birds, phone calls as well, all of it together today on 94WIP. All right, let me tell you about tequila. Let me tell you about Gran Coromino tequila. That's Kevin Hart's Gran Coromino tequila, official luxury tequila of the Philadelphia Eagles, because hard work tastes different. Gran Coromino is made with 100% blue agave and is available in Reposado, Cristalino, and Añejo. Upgrade your game day margarita for your tailgate or game watch party at your house with Gran Coromino. Find Gran Coromino at your local Fine Wine and Good Spirits or online at finewineandgoodspirits.com. That's finewineandgoodspirits.com. Gran Coromino. All right, good morning to you. We'll talk to Sheil Kapadia about the Phils in a moment. Also, this segment, something Rob Thompson said yesterday about the bunt. AMA today at 7. We're going to do a Phillies-focused AMA. We're not looking to mess around today. This is obviously all hands on deck, Phillies day. So get some AMA questions in, Phillies-related. Where that game 2 loss ranked? Well, it's not game 6 or game 4 of the World Series from 93, but it's high up there. Shout out to Cameron, Jen Ritchie. All right, let's go to the phones. Sheil in a little bit. Dan in Philadelphia right now. Daniel, good morning, buddy.
What's up, guys? How are we today?
Frustrated.
So listen, I'm 46 years old, right? I've never felt like we've ever kissed a team's ass as much as we have this Phillies team. Like, we've had just optimism even in the face of knowing what is, right? Until now, right? Now it's like this team is, we're starting to see this team for what it is. And I love the Phillies and I love this team, but like, I can't stand Nick Castellanos and I haven't been able to stand him. I can't stand Alec Bohm, right? Like Alec Bohm, the moment is too big. The moment was too big for him when he said he hates this place because he was making an error every other play 3 years ago, you know? And for Nick Castellanos to say, like, it's hard to play here, in a sense, he kind of said that.
Yeah.
When they've lost 5 of their last 6 at home playoff games, do you know how much it costs to go to a playoff game in Philadelphia? It's one of the most expensive playoff tickets. So I'm sorry if I'm paying or other people are paying anywhere from $200 to $500 a ticket, just to stand, by the way. And he's upset. because they can't win a home playoff game. It's disgusting. I don't know if I'm rooting against them or for them at this point, this team.
Yeah,
it's
sad.
It's weird. What's he like? Is he going to use us as a motivational piece? You know, he's going to do this, you know, in spite of us. Like, what kind of sense does this guy make?
He doesn't. I mean, that's a simple answer. I think your points are well, you know, I mean, obviously I'm rooting for the Phillies, and we are. We all are.
I know
what you're saying.
You don't feel good about it at this point. Like, it's I don't know. This is the last of this team. I hope everybody realizes that. Like,
I don't think so. I think it's the last of parts of the team. But
if they get swept, there better be big changes.
I think there will be some significant changes. But you're going to have – let me put it this way, Dan. You're going to have more back than not back.
No, I meant support. I meant – yeah, of course. But this is the last of, you know, full support. Like, we ripped the Eagles every week. They were 4-0, and we're calling, and we're ripping them, and, you know, deservedly so. But for whatever reason, and I guess I was part of it too we just kind of – we were excited about this team. We won a World Series so bad. We want this team to win a World Series so bad, you know? And that's what – and I called back in June, and I'm not that guy that says I told you so. And, Joe, you'll disagree. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily, but I told you in June, this team cannot win a World Series for whatever reason.
Yeah, you're wrong.
I can't put my thumb on it.
You're wrong.
They can't, Joe. They can't hit. It's proven
again.
Joe,
you think they're winning a World Series this year?
That's not what I said. That's not what I said.
It's a semantics thing that he's correct about, but they're unlikely to. Well, the point is to say this team,
right now
the way they're built, it's not built correctly is what he's trying to say.
Let me just ask you this. Do you think they can win tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah.
Sure, I think they can win tonight.
Do you think they can win the series?
No.
Well, you're wrong.
They can, but they probably won't.
Of course, anything's possible, Joe.
Well, then don't say they can't.
Consistently, they cannot.
You're saying you doubt it, and you know what?
Semantics
and
argument.
I don't think they can win the series.
And you're wrong. And Dan, I appreciate the call. All right, let's talk to Sheil Kapadia. Man, there's a lot to be aggravated about. Sheil is not one of them. Love Sheil. He may be more annoyed than anybody, and that's saying something because we're all freaking 50 out of 10 right now on the annoyance scale. Let's talk. You know, it's always a deep dive on the Eagles. Push that aside. Let's talk Phillies with Sheil. Sheil, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Sheil, here's the conflict within me. You know, you want to get juiced up for a game like tonight and feel something. Like, they could come back and win this. But there's so much negativity swirling around that they have created. It was Rob Thompson's decision to do the bunt. It was Rob Thompson's decision to start Aaron Nola tonight. You know, Nick Castellanos' decision to make those comments. Trey and Schwarber and Harper, lame at the top. The bullpen, lame. So I'm just hurting all my heart and all my brain knowing all this while my team's in the playoffs. I imagine a lot of this resonates with you. Talk to us.
Yeah, no, I'm in the exact same boat. You know, that bunt was as furious as I've been with any Rob Thompson managerial decision in 4 years. I just feel like you are in a spot where you are trying to win the game. You're trying to win the series. You have the momentum. It's their bullpen. And you go down and you're trying to tie the game. It's like a coach who punts on 4th-and-1 or kicks the field goal on 4th-and-1 when their team is in a great spot. So I'm with you. If you go down swinging there and you lose, maybe we're saying, hey, okay, they came back in the 9th inning. Maybe they can still come back here. But they're in a tough spot. They put themselves in a very tough spot. You're right. The vibes are not good around this team. They've lost 7 of 8 playoff games, and in those 7 losses, they failed to score 3 runs a single time. And so you go into this game looking at it like, why is it going to be any different? So I'm just hoping. I'm with you. Yeah. Just hoping. Get Sheil, one game. Get to the next game and let's see what happens.
Let's go back to the bunt for a moment because we've got new audio from yesterday of Rob Thompson. Obviously, he talked about it after the game, you know, 2 nights ago, but he also talked about it yesterday. I do wonder to what extent he's covering for Nick Castellanos. Let's listen to Topper yesterday.
And then last night, just still – looking back at the 9th inning, the bunt play, would you do anything differently there in hindsight? Or
I just think they made a great play. Okay. I mean, Mookie Betts did a heck of a job by breaking very late so the hitter can't adjust to the slash. And it's tough for Nick to get a proper secondary or bigger secondary because Betts is sitting right behind him. So, and at the end of the day, they made an aggressive play and they made it work. It was a good play.
Here's the thing, Sheil, because believe me, I'm really ticked about Rob Thompson's part of this too, but I do think he's covering for Castellanos. Here's what I know based on general logic. Mookie Betts cannot possibly be near second base and near third base at the same time. Can't be. And Castellanos screwed it up by not having a good secondary lead. And I think Rod Thompson's covering for him. And while Topper deserves blame because he should not have put the bunt down with Castellanos on second, Castellanos killed Topper in that moment, man. Killed him.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. There's been breakdowns about it that he was not good enough there with his lead getting to third base. But this is my issue with bunting. So many things have to go right, and we talk about, well, just bunt. You get the guy over. It doesn't work every time. It doesn't work every time. And so just keep the bat in Bryson Stott's hands. He has one of the lowest strikeout rates on the team. Let him put the ball in play and try to score two runs and win the freaking game, not just get to the 10th inning. Your goal is not to just get to the 10th inning. So I'm still not letting Topper off the hook there.
So how about his decision? Is Topper on the hook for Aaron Nola?
Yeah, I mean, I don't get that one either. I mean, I'll be honest. I saw that after the game, and I was too annoyed about the bunt to even let it process. But listen, I understand what he's trying to do there. You're trying to get two pitchers to get you to the seventh inning. You've had issues once you get to the bullpen in this series. Am I confident that Aaron Nola is going to go out there and pitch well? If we watched him pitch this year, he had a bad year, the worst year of his career. And so it's a head-scratching decision to me. Ranger Suarez, we've seen him. He's the guy with the low pulse, with the low heartbeat, where I would trust him in a big game every single time, whether he does it or not. I know he's going to go out there and he's not going to get rattled. So, listen, they have the option to get Nola out of there if things get rocky quickly in that game and go to Ranger Suarez. So I guess they have that optionality. So I wouldn't have done it, but I guess I am.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Understand what he's doing there.
I need to ask you a question quickly about the Eagles. I know that they're in passing today, but man, second half, we struggled because the defense changed against us. And once again, the thing that reared its ugly head was, we've talked about it on our show. They do that, you know, put a whole bunch of people at the line of scrimmage and then drop some out, the zone coverage, the zone blitz stuff, the disguise cost us again. And it's a big part of why we're struggling. The simulated pressures have given us problems consistently going all the way back to when Bill Belichick first did them to us. Was that 2 years ago?
Yeah.
What is going on? Why can't we figure these things out? I know it's giving other people problems too, but is this the root of all evil for our offense right now?
It's killing their passing game, and you're right. You know, we could play back the same conversation we had last week about this, where, you know, the team plays man coverage in the first half. Eagles do a nice job, and then in the second half, to your point, it's a disguise where you are rushing four defenders, but the offense doesn't know where those four are coming from. So it could be a defensive back. It could be a linebacker, and then you're dropping defensive ends into coverage, and so you're playing zone coverage behind it. The Eagles are the worst team in the NFL against zone coverage right now. And that's a problem. They don't have answers. They're not attacking the middle of the field. And yeah, I do think that's at the heart of what's really ailing their passing game. And that's something that should have been figured out. This was something, like you said, going into the season, you look at their numbers from last year, they had big splits, man versus zone. They didn't come up with answers. They still haven't come up with answers. And until they do, this is how teams are going to attack them every single week. There's no reason to play man coverage against the Eagles. So, yeah, that is a big, big storyline with this offense right now.
Shiel, can you tell if Petula is a problem? I mean, when you watch the film, does it say to you Petula is a problem?
It didn't this last week, no. You know, and this last week I thought Jalen Hurts played his worst game of the season. I don't think he played well in that game. You have the A.J. Brown play that I'm sure you guys have talked about at length this week. I mean, that's a 21-17 game at that point. If he keeps running on this route, you have a time. It ended a 21-17 game, but if he keeps running on that route, you have a potential touchdown. So I actually thought they did some good things schematically last week. You know, there were guys open on this film more so than there were in previous weeks. And I thought Jalen Hurts was just a little indecisive in this game. I would put at least three of the sacks he took on him. So it hasn't just been the same thing every single week. You know, I think there are other weeks where I would say, no, it is the scheme. It is Petullo, Sirianni, whoever's designing the offense. This last game, that was not my takeaway. I think those guys need to play better. There were some solutions for them on this film.
Hey, predictability can get pretty
predictable.
Yeah.
Bad.
Yeah.
I mean, the predictability. No, it really is. It's kind of like unprecedented. You normally don't see it like this around the league. But, you know, like a lot of times people don't care. Like I remember I was in a conversation with Rich Gannon and John Madden, and I was complaining about the fact that when we were playing in the Super Bowl against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they knew our plays, and they knew even what the names of our plays were called. Like, they were saying the names of our plays as we were about to run them, and John Madden said, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, but Madden
shouldn't matter.
But Madden's wrong about that.
Well,
because if you tell a batter whether it's
executed properly, it didn't matter if they knew it or not.
He's wrong.
You could move people.
Well, then just go tell everybody what the play is.
To a higher degree, why would you want to
tell a batter whether it's a fastball or curveball?
You know?
I mean, of course it matters. Madden's just flat wrong there. All right, but go ahead, Shiel.
Yeah, no, every coach you talk to will say a mix of those two things where it's, you know, you don't have to run a big volume of plays. You need to dress it up differently to create some uncertainty. I think that's the key. They're predictably, they're not creating any uncertainty with those middle, with the linebackers, with the second level defense, especially against zone coverage. You need to move those guys so that you create space in the defense to be able to complete passes. And I agree with you. There is a predictability where they're not creating any uncertainty with these defenses.
All right, Shiel, we got three different Twitter poll questions of the day today, all brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's got the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Shiel, I'm particularly interested in your answer to the third question of these three here today. So, first off, everyone can address them on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Question one, do you agree with Rob Thompson's decision to start Nola in Game 3, yes or no? Question
no.
two. Yeah, well, I knew that.
Sorry. That's okay. Help
no, we
myself,
all
Joe.
Were thinking it, Jill.
No,
don't worry.
No, me too.
A round
me
of no's.
Yes.
This might be our first 100 to zero, here. But we'll say. All right, question two, who wins tonight, the Phillies or the Dodgers? Here's the one I want to get you on, Shiel. Question three. Do you think Rob Thompson gets fired if the Phils lose game three? Yes or no?
Oh, man. I think no. I don't think that will be the change that they do. Listen, I've been a Rob Thompson defender. The bunt call was the thing that put me over the edge, where I started thinking maybe he's not the guy for that in the postseason. But I would lean towards no. I think the changes would be different than that. But, hey, I could be totally wrong.
Here's the thing I'd encourage you to remember, Sheil. Middleton is a Philadelphia sports fan.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying there?
Emotional and reactionary?
Yeah. Right. Just remember that. John Middleton is a Philadelphian, and he's a Philadelphia sports fan. Hey, Sheil, good work, buddy. We'll talk to you more next week. I hope we're still talking Phils with you next week. I fear it'll be all Eagles. Thanks for joining the program today, my man.
All right, guys. Take care. Talk to you next week.
You got it, pal. All right, 215-592-9494 to weigh in on everything we're discussing here today. AMA, that's up ahead next. Phone calls as well on 94WIP. Let me tell you about PI Dental Center. They can't fix the baseball team's woes, but they can certainly fix your teeth if you've got issues. If you've got decades, I mean, they've got decades of experience in complex dental treatment. And if you've got decades of experience with problems, and some people do. I mean, I hear a lot of times this stuff goes back to childhood, something you've always wanted to get resolved and never did. Dr. Wolfinger's told me a lot of this stuff goes back a long way. Well, maybe now you can do it. I mean, I can tell you this. Now you can do it as long as you get yourself to PI Dental Center with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough. Sensational with what they do. Both board-certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center are also the originators of the Teeth in a Day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere one day. Whether your issue goes back a long, long time, or more recently, perhaps an accident, a fall, you got banged up, and you need a solution fast, know that PI Dental Center, located in Fort Washington, can provide that solution for you. Start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. Make sure you visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.